What's up, my brother? What's up, my sister? Welcome to a Monday morning. Tony Curry, a little early, getting ready to take the kiddie poos to school. We're going to check in real quick here on Facebook Live. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. We got National Championship Monday coming up. I've hit my last five National Championship winners against the spread. I'll tell you who I think is going to win in just a few minutes. I can't wait to see that game a little bit later on tonight as the SEC and Georgia tries to go back-to-back for the first time since Alabama did it back in 11 and 12. I did want to mention 16 years ago today, Steve Jobs introduced us to iPhone. Isn't it hard to believe? 16 years ago today, back in 2007. And it was funny because I was getting off the interstate highway 280 yesterday and I saw this guy on the side of the road with one of these signs, "Will work for food." There's places for you to go, by the way, if you need some help. There's places out there. I have Michael Coleman on, formerly of the Jimmy Hill Mission, all the time. If you want help, there's help out there. Anyway, and he's got the sign and I'm pulling up, but of course my car parked right next to him, so it was kind of hard to avoid him. And I look over at him and he's scrolling through his iPhone. I'm thinking to myself, dude, you're out in the rain on the side of 459 and 280, and you're looking for a handout, and you're sitting there scrolling your iPhone. I would bet that, Robbie Glenn, good morning to you, man. I would bet that back in the day, and I may be aging myself a little bit here, what was the most important bill you paid every month? Certainly, back in the generation before, it was always the power bill. Because if you had the power bill on, you had electricity and everything worked. That was the most important. I mean, you could put off the mortgage, you could put off the car payment, you could put off the gas because you could go with cold water for a while, you could do all those things, but you always paid the power bill. Now I'd venture to guess, while it may not be the most important bill, it is to you, your iPhone bill. Or your cell phone bill. I mean, I make sure that it's the first thing because without my phone, I can go without gas, I can go without cable, I can go without my car, I can go without, but with my phone, hell no, I need my phone. It really is amazing though, because I remember I was doing some car dealership place, now I'm with Coosa Valley Auto Sales, but I was doing some car place, and my first car I got from them had a cellular phone in it, and it was the one with the cord the whole nine yards, and I thought I was hot shit, man. I thought I was, I mean, and I was, because I had a phone in the car. Of course, you had to be in the car, and it only reached up to your face, and it would pop back down. But when people started telling us that we were going to walk around with phones, we totally missed the whole idea of what phones are going to be able to do. My whole thing was like, why would I want to be near a phone all day? Because people are going to call you all day. And now I realize that we really don't use our phones at all to call anybody. Really, it's all about texting, gaming, getting on the internet, doing everything else. But it's hard to believe, oh, it's been 16 years ago, and man, it has transformed our lives. I was one of those, I'll never have it in my hands, I'm never going to have a cell phone, blah, 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 and here we are, and I'm using it right now for Facebook Live, go figure. Al Cooper, yeah, I went a little earlier this morning, Al, so you're going to have to get up a little earlier now. I'm going to be up there, by the way, at Coosa Valley Auto Sales sometime this week, probably around lunchtime. And we're going to be doing some live stuff up there to talk about the amazing deals they have at CusaValleyAutoSales.com, so check it out. All right, TCU star rusher Kendre Miller is going to probably be out tonight. I think he's about 50-50 right now. He'll play if he can go. He's rushed for about 1,400 yards this year for TCU. Of course, we know about Max, the quarterback, a fantastic football team. I think a lot of people are just absolutely amazed that they beat Michigan, the fact they got in the national championship. And then, of course, you got the stalwart. You got Georgia, who's trying to win back-to-back national titles. I've won the last five. And I'm not blowing my own horn. I'm just telling you. But the last 5 years, I've picked the national championship winner. It was funny because when I was doing sports radio with Alan Jay, I couldn't pick my you-know-what. But the last 5 years, I've nailed it. And if Georgia wins tonight, and they will, I'm going to win the Matt Hegeman pool with over 40 people in it. I'm going to come in first place and take home some cash. So here's what I'm looking at. And listen, I know there's trending people, TCU 10-3 against the spread, Georgia's 10-4 against the spread, which is unbelievable. The last eight CFP national championship games, which is all of them, they've averaged 65 points per ball game, which is crazy. So normally you kind of throw defenses out the window, which does not bode well for the Georgia Bulldogs. But they say defense wins championships, not anymore. The good thing is, George, if you're a Bulldog fan, they can score some points as well. What's really amazing here is 73% of the money right now in Vegas, in this country, is on TCU, which is really hard to believe. Actually, 73% of the bets is on TCU. 60% of the money is on TCU, which is hard to believe. And I keep going back And I got a chance to spend time with little Kirby and time with Kirby Smart. I played golf with him. Of course, he was at Alabama for a long period of time. They hadn't given up more than 22 points in a ball game all year long until the last two games, where they've given up a 30 and a 45 spot. And something tells me, and I'm an eye test kind of guy, when a team continually just gets by, they have to come back from 10, 15, 17 points late, and TCU's done that several times. Eventually, it's going to catch up with you, and I'm sorry to say that I think if you're looking for that Cinderella story, TCU 200-1 to win a national title to start the year. I think it ends tonight. I haven't seen anyone pick TCU to win tonight. If you pick TCU and they win, you're brilliant, and it just proves that the blind squirrel will find the nut on occasion. But I am going to go with Georgia tonight, 35-10. I don't think it's going to be close. I've hit the last five. I'm an eye test guy. I see it. I realize there's not a light switch in college football. A lot of people go, well, Georgia's not going to give it. I'm not going that direction because of that. But I do trust, and listen, I think Dykes has had a fantastic coaching career, and I think he's had a fantastic year with TCU. He's done more than anyone ever thought he could do with that football team. And obviously, you know, it's funny because people are like, well, look at Max, the quarterback, and look at Kendra, the running back, and he's got great players. Well, when you're winning football games, medium players or average players or mediocre players, and I'm not saying they're mediocre, they turn into great players because they have to make plays to win all these football games. But I do think playing in their league is much different than playing in the SEC, and I think Georgia gets it right tonight. I think if Georgia comes out early and obviously controls the line of scrimmage, stays in front of the sticks, all the cliches, blah, 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 and get out 10-14-0, I think it's going to be a long night for TCU. So I'm going 35-10, Georgia Bulldogs tonight. Oh, Al Cooper's got TCU by 3. I love an underdog. Hey, we're all underdogs, brother. I'm with you. So I hope you enjoy the game later on tonight. Take Georgia. And if you're a betting man, I'd take a minus the 13.5. I don't think it's going to be a problem. It may go up to 14, despite the fact that all the money's going on TCU. I got a huge week around here. I'm going to be at Coosa Valley Auto Sales later this week. Check out Workplay and Workplay.com. Birmingham.WoodhouseSpas.com, one of our great sponsors. We got that going on. Winter Rome with Stuart Rome. We have 13 different shows. I'm recording 7 more shows today. Go to Tony Curry Radio Podcast. Tony Curry Radio Podcast is Curry with a K, K-U-R-R-E. Check out all of our great podcasts. And, of course, download the TKR app to get classic rock and roll 24 hours a day, along with all of other great shows. And Dr. Josh back in here on Thursday. We had a fantastic conversation with Fox 6 last Thursday. We did a great partnership, so we'll get after it right here on Tony Curry Radio. Get after it, man. Have yourself a wonderful Monday, and go Bulldogs.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.